USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to provide updates on Hurricane Ian as it nears Cuba, saying it is expected to strengthen and strike Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. Reassuring Floridians, there are more than 25,000 linemen prepared to bring back power if there is a power outage.
We're also in contact with all the major utilities throughout the state of Florida, from Duke Energy, TECO, FPNL, municipal providers, as well as rural electric co-ops. You have more than 25,000 linemen that are stationed ready to go.
The governor says if a Florida resident is in an evacuation zone and feels their residence is sturdy enough to withstand a storm, they should be prepared to lose power. Edward Snowden is now a Russian citizen, President Vladimir Putin granting that status to the man who leaked highly classified details of National Security Agency surveillance operations. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013. The White House is proposing rules to make airline fees more transparent. It would require airline and travel agencies online to disclose fees for seat selection, checked baggage, and other add-ons.
We still have too many situations where passengers, you think you're getting a low fare, you think you're getting a great deal, but it wasn't obvious what the fees were that you could expect.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying passengers deserve to know the full true cost of their flights before buying tickets. In a big shift in its manufacturing strategy, Apple has begun making its iPhone 14 in India. The company is also scaling back some production in China. Apple has been manufacturing iPhones in India since 2017. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Fewer than 2% of eligible Americans have elected to receive a new COVID booster shot that was recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on September 1st. While more than 4.4 million Americans have received the COVID booster shot, only 1.5% of people for whom the shot is available have actually gotten it since the CDC started recommending it several weeks ago. General Motors is making office employees who have been working remotely since the start of the pandemic return to the office at least 3 days a week. The move will take effect before the end of the year. The automaker saying in an email to employees the COVID-19 situation has dramatically improved. A draft order put in place by Russia's president is causing people to take action.
Multiple military recruitment offices in Russia have been attacked since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of an estimated 300,000 Russian citizens for their war. Local officials said a 25-year-old gunman opened fire at a military draft office in Siberia on Monday, critically wounding the office's commander. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Japan on Monday. She's leading a delegation to the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He died in July after being assassinated at a campaign rally. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.